Yeah, I completely agree with you.
I have to disagree with you. Can I disagree with you with all my heart?
Ooh, that's a loaded question.
Whoa. Okay, so,
Gosh, you know, it's interesting. No one's ever asked me this question before, and I'm saying this for the first time, and it's kind of fascinating.
So crazy, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, am I totally screwed or what?
Yes!
Welcome to Portrait of a Business. I'm your host, Jel Williams.
Welcome, Vivica von Rosen, to our Portrait of a Business show. And you are part of the 100-person marathon that we're doing. And I wanted to get you because you are a LinkedIn expert. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much.
Cool. Now, tell me about LinkedIn. How is it different from the other social networks?
Well, the reason I like LinkedIn and the reason it's different is because it really is just strictly business-oriented. You know, you're not really on LinkedIn to make friends. You're not really on LinkedIn to share information about what you had for breakfast. It's actually expected that this is where you create and build upon your business relationships. I mean, their tagline is, you know, make relationships happen or something like that. So it what I appreciate it is I don't have to, you know, I don't have to necessarily share and read about things that aren't pertinent to me as a business person.
Cool. Now, they are about 45 million strong. Is it predominantly, I think at one point weren't they focused more on people that were trying to get jobs as opposed to now the business aspect, or has it always been kind of a balance between the two?
I think it's been a bit of a balance, 75 million strong. And it started out, of course, with a bunch of IT guys. I believe it was the eBay folks. And so, you know, it had a very strong tech edge to it back in 2003. And then, naturally, recruiters saw how powerful that was for the tech industry. And it's just kind of exploded from there to where it really is quite balanced between job seekers and professionals. Now, what's been interesting to me is seeing the rise in more service industries and then a lot of kind of, you know, health professionals as opposed to your traditional lawyer, tech person, et cetera. So it's really beginning to spread a little bit into other industries.
Cool. Now, how could a – first off, okay, we've been assuming that people know what LinkedIn is – what is LinkedIn itself?
Sure. Well, LinkedIn itself is a business networking site. It's a business networking site. And a lot of people think it's kind of like a Rolodex on steroids or a place to post your resume. And, of course, that's a good starting point for LinkedIn. But it really is a phenomenal site to share valuable business information. I just was doing a conference with Bob Berg, and whether it is face-to-face networking, business networking, or online networking, it doesn't work unless you share valuable information. And so it gives us a channel to do that. And, of course, as I mentioned before, it's business-oriented.
Okay, so should a person – okay, so you're LinkedIn, you're getting these connections. Are these people that you predominantly know, or are these people that maybe you're trying to get to know? You know, it's kind of like with Facebook, originally it's people that you knew. Twitter is people that people wanted to know. What is LinkedIn?
I love that. Well, you know, okay, do you want the party line or what I think? Because the party line is LinkedIn doesn't want you connecting to anyone you don't know. To me, that's like, well, then that's what your Rolodex is for. Or in, you know, in modern terms, your Outlook contacts list. And so that's kind of LinkedIn's party line. Now, the idea is you connect to people you know, you get access to their network, and you can ask for an introduction. You can ask them to introduce you to people in their network. And, you know, that would work really well, except that LinkedIn's only as usable as the size of your network. And so if your network is very small and strategic like that, it's not going to be as effective as if it's, you know, bigger. you know, the bigger the pond, the more fish you're likely to catch, and especially specific fish. And so I think that you should be an open networker. We're called Lions, LinkedIn Open Networkers. And I think you should connect to as many people as possible, not so that you, you know, can brag about how big your network is, but so that you can find those specific folks that you can then build a relationship with, whether they be employees, clients, vendors, joint venture folks, you know, much like you use Twitter, or, you know, business folks use Facebook.
Now, one time they had a 3,000 person invite. Is that still the case with LinkedIn?
Yes, and thank you for bringing that up. You can only send out 3,000 invitations. That is their way of keeping people like me from using it effectively. So, you know, one of the things we do, of course, is in our other networking is invite people to invite us. And there are other, you know, there are other strategies out there. So, yes, you can only send out 3,000 invitations in a lifetime, which you'll never know about until it's too late. And that's one of my issues with LinkedIn is it's an absolutely phenomenal tool with some real gotchas that might get you.
Yeah, I mean, thinking on it from just a practical standpoint, if you have someone who's, you know, a recent college graduate, whatever, and they might, you know, I mean, 3,000, they could probably go through that in a little bit, you know, as they're networking and so forth and trying to build their career and whatever. I mean,
sure.
They're 50-something years old, they have no more invitations. It's like, sorry, you can't connect with me, you know. So.
You know, and I've got a paid account, so there's no way to beg, borrow, or steal that money back. There's no way to beg, borrow, or steal those invitations back. You can ask LinkedIn. I mean, you can send them an email and say, you know, didn't know there was this limit, uploaded my list of 5,000, invited them all, stopped at 3,000, now I'm out and I can't use LinkedIn anymore, help, and they'll give you a couple hundred more. But really, there's just no way, you know, until someone buys LinkedIn and realizes this is an opportunity for monetization, there's no way to get them back.
Okay, so how do you, as a business person, use LinkedIn to create business for yourself? I mean, I've heard of people, you know, something I was looking at one of your presentations, and your presentation said the exact opposite of what somebody else told me about LinkedIn in terms of, you know, how you put your name on there along with your business and you're an expert at this or blah, 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 blah. And you're like, no, don't do that. So I found that interesting. I was like, okay, so which one's right?
Well, we all have different ways of doing business, so I'm sure that what they were saying was very valid as well. What I talk about is optimizing your LinkedIn profile, much like you would optimize a web page, and that's simply putting in enough keywords in enough places that if someone is looking for someone like you, you actually show up in a search. And so if someone's looking for a LinkedIn expert, a LinkedIn speaker, a LinkedIn trainer, I'm going to show up on the first page of a search out of, you know, 600,000 people or whatever it is. And so the first thing to do is optimize your profile. There are, you know, areas that is better to do that than others. And, yeah, you know, here's the thing. As a woman especially, we tend to do the little old me thing and calling ourselves experts. And I'm not a big fan of the word guru, but calling ourselves experts, a lot of us don't do it. And quite frankly, if you have expertise in an area, i.e. you know more about it than some other people, then you need to let people know that. So I have no problem with the word expert. And the second thing you need to do, as I mentioned before, is have a network that's big enough so that even if your profile does show up, people can actually reach out and connect to you. So that's in the inbound marketing, just showing up type way. But the other thing about LinkedIn is it's not a place to blast your sales message. And many folks who are business-oriented, who are on LinkedIn, are used to more traditional methods of marketing where it is blast your sales message. And that's fine. That's outbound marketing. But LinkedIn is not the place to do it. Once again, you know, just quoting Bob Berg, what can I do to help you? What do you do? What do you need? How can I help you? And that might be, yes, with my product or service, Or you might need to meet this person. So I do an introduction for you. You know, you might have a question about who does, you know, websites well, or who's a good vendor, or I'm coming into California, who, you know, LA, who should I connect with? So any way that you can help someone out on LinkedIn, that's the way to do it. And that becomes a little bit more strategic.
Okay, so what would you consider, there are two questions I'm going, but our time is almost flying by. Okay,
sure.
What would you consider to be the top thing? Okay, I am new to LinkedIn. I've never been on it. I am representing a business. What is the top thing that I need to do to on LinkedIn? What's the first thing I need
sure,
to do?
Yeah, first thing, make sure you really fill out all the different fields on LinkedIn. A lot of people will just kind of do a cursory LinkedIn profile. If LinkedIn tells them they're 100%, they feel like they are. No, this is your business presence online. This is almost as weighty as your website. And so, first of all, create your profile first in a Word document. So we got spell check and grammatical checks. But really fill out that profile so that people can find you. And put your contact information in several places if you can, so that if someone does find you, they're actually able to reach out to you rather than jumping through the various hoops that LinkedIn sets up.
Okay. And the second thing is, how big, some say that on Twitter you need about 2,000 people in order to really be effective, to really start engaging
mm-hmm.
on Twitter. How big does your network need to be before you are starting to be effective on LinkedIn?
I have two answers for that. So, and I cannot remember the person's name, but he writes about your 1,000 fans. And so I think a first level of connections around 1,000, now obviously not all of them are going to be strategic, not all of them are going to be engaged with you, but having that first level at around 1,000, however you do that, however you prospect that. And as well, you won't be waste, you know, you won't hit that 3,000 limit. But the really important number is the entire size of your network. That's that third level deep. I know someone who knows someone who knows someone. That needs to be in probably the 8 to 10 million person range. So you need 8 to 10 million people in your entire network to be somewhat visible on LinkedIn. But your first level, your strategic network, the folks that you're actually going to communicate with, share information with, ask questions of, 1,000 should do it.
Cool. Okay, and we are rounding out our time, so I want to ask you the question that everybody gets asked. In 5 years, what do you see yourself doing?
Thank you. You know, I don't know that LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook are going to be around in 5 years. What I would love to be doing is helping people create relationships in whatever form you know, it takes, whatever channel is the newest social media or whatever we're even calling it then. Building relationships and using that relationships to find success, helping people find, you know, and find success in their businesses and in their dreams. And if I can be a channel for that, through instructing, through teaching, through guiding, through mentoring, that's what I want to be doing.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for being with us. It has been a pleasure. Now, where can people find you?
Oh, thank you. You can find me on my website, which is www.linkedintobusiness.com. Linkedintobusiness.com. My contact information's there. On Twitter, I'm at LinkedInExpert. On LinkedIn, I'm linkedin.com/in/LinkedInExpert. And on Facebook, I'm just Vivica Von Rosen.
Cool. That works. Well, thank you so much for being with us. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Del. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, too.
Thank you for joining us on Portrait of a Business today. We hope that you found our tips and advice from our guests to be helpful to you. And please do not hesitate to contact us. You can look at our site, portraitofabusiness.info, for more information.